Too often, we are so eager to reach orgasm that we forget the real pleasure our bodies are capable of. A lingering pleasure that intoxicates us, holds our day captive, and ransoms our every thought to the lust caged inside. Denial can feel so good. Denying yourself an orgasm can bring a pleasure that stays with your cock and your mind for hours or even days. That deep aching that brings about so much frustration can be turned to a deep pleasure that soon wraps our mind in deliciously sensual ways as we get more and more desperate for release. I want to give you the pleasure of denial. I want to watch as you pulse and twitch in angst, while slowly being flooded with erotic sensations. Get naked. Lay in your bed. And put on the covers, but keep your hands on top of them. We want your cock free to dance as it wants, but your hands unable to quickly grab and stroke. Close your eyes. Allow yourself to breathe deeply. Slowly, let the anticipation of what is to come excite you. Trust my voice and let that trust relax you. Focus now entirely on your cock. What is it doing right now? What does it want to be doing? What are the nerves feeling? Focus your mind on the base of your cock. Feel the nerves slowly begin to pulse and light up. It's amazing, isn't it, that my words can have such a physical effect on you. Trace your mind up the length of your shaft, like a finger slowly grazing it. Take in the sensation of each part. Notice what it's feeling. Is it slowly stiffening, or is it already hard? Is there a light throbbing to the blood flowing through it, or a pulsing pleasure as it shifts and tries to find space beneath the sheets? Keep gliding your mind up and down your cock. Take note of everything my words are doing to you. How would it feel to touch it right now? To stroke and pump out all that cum as I whisper dirty thoughts into your ears? I know it would feel so good. But we're going to go beyond that pleasure into something much, much deeper. And to do that, we need to learn restraint and control. One more time now. Up and down the length of your shaft with your focus. Now I want you to imagine me there with you, naked and hovering my shaved, wet pussy just inches above your cock. Can you feel the heat coming off me? Can you feel the physical draw, almost like a magnet, as your cock is reaching up, trying to get to it? I slowly slip a finger inside. I hold it there for a moment and slowly pull it. As I do, two drops fall onto your cock. Can you feel the wetness? The nerves are more sensitive now, as the slightest shift in the air brings a cooling sensation to the two wet spots. Feel it. Let it build your arousal and flood your mind with anticipation. I'm going to lower myself on top of you now. You're not going inside me, but I am going to engulf the base of your shaft with the lips of my pussy. Are you ready? It's really important that you don't move. 3, 2, 1. Feel that soft, wet skin press tightly against you. And then envelop the base in pleasure. Can you imagine what it would feel like to be inside me? I bet you're already imagining it. I bet you are imagining right now the exact way your hips could move to just get that tip lined up. After all, it's what you were made for. You were made to fuck. We all come from a moment of lust, and to lust we all return. But you need to control yourself. Keep your hips still. Keep your hands at your side and just let the pleasure continue to build. I'm going to glide up and down your cock now. Very slowly. Getting it nice and wet, increasing the pleasure, letting it reach its full. And as I glide up and down, I want you to trace your mind up and down with me, feeling the sensation of each nerve along the way. Ready? Here I go. 3, 2, 1. and down. Yes, like that. Up and down. Up and down. Don't let the pleasure overwhelm you. Just enjoy the sensations you feel. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Can you make it through one more set? This time. I'm going to move even slower. Make sure you trace your mind up the nerves of the entire shaft. Up. And down. Up. Up and down. I'm going to put you inside me now. I'm going to allow your cock to press deep, deep inside me. And this part. It's going to be really hard. Everything in you is going to be crying out for an orgasm, but you must resist. You must remain still. Ready? I'm going to glide up, and when I come back down, your cock is going to slip right in. I'm so wet already, it will be slick and easy. Take a deep breath. Prepare your body to resist coming. Here we go. Up. And... down. Yes. Remain still. Shh. Don't move. Focus. Focus on your cock. Focus on all the nerves surrounded by such incredible sensations. What is the texture like? Has the skin of your cock been stretched to its limits? Do you feel each pulse of my heartbeat twitch around your nerves? Is your cock leaking pre-cum? Is it crying out for release? Take in how it feels. Don't think of how you want to feel. Embrace how you already do. Feel. Don't fantasize about the pleasure you want from an orgasm. Let the pleasure you already have sustain you. Would you like to reach out and feel my breasts? Maybe have me lean down and let you suck my nipples and feel how hard they are with your tongue. No. Keep still. I know your limits. If I let you grip my perfect skin with your hands and feel my flesh in your mouth, you would break. You would break so fast. The most I can give you are some nice, gentle kisses on your lips. Even that was probably a bit too much. This desperation to fuck, let it intoxicate your body. Remember to stay still and just feel. I know it's hard to do. I know you want to come, and I know it would be so easy, but you have to hold back. Hold back entirely. Even a few twitches of your hips would break you. The slight strokes of the fabric on your cock wouldn't be enough. You'd keep twitching until it turned to thrusting. And the fantasy of my pussy wrapped around your would slowly begin to feel more and more real as your thrusts intensified and your body began to exhaust itself in desperate search for the orgasm. Up and down. The strokes of the fabric would turn into the strokes of my cunt. Up and down your cock. You completely lose track of reality and be completely given into the fantasy. Up and down. Up and down. The raw pleasure of fucking me. In and out. Over and over. There will be no stopping the orgasm. And you know how good it would feel. You know that the build-up of being lost in this pleasure would build to an eruption that would completely overwhelm your body. You'd be left quivering and shaking as you came so hard it hurt, yet with an explosive pain that only added more and more pleasure. But you can't. You can't give in. You can't stroke. You can't buck your hips. You have to lie there. You have to deny yourself. While the orgasm would feel so good, so incredibly good, once it's over, it's over. But this raw arousal calling you to whimper and writhe, this pleasure is lasting. Let it continue to build. Hold back from giving in. Keep still. Keep aroused. Keep the fantasy alive. Listen to me come. Listen to me come and know the pleasure will be so much deeper if you continue to deny yourself. Yeah.
Everything with Preco. Let the desperation be your reason to exist. Just let the fabric of your pants and your sheets be the only stimulation it gets. Stain everything with Preco. Let the desperation be your reason to exist. How long can you live in this lingering pleasure until the eruption overwhelms and takes control? A few hours? A few days? Oh, listen to this file when you go to bed, before work, during breaks. Let your lust cage you. Let the denial consume you until you finally be worth it.